Coming up in the month of October will be a series of political forums with candidates vying for office. The forums are being hosted by the League of Women Voters. And from the League of Women Voters, we have Alyssa Herzog-Melby joining us right now. Alyssa, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, it's like old times.
It is like old times. It's good to be back in the station.
Thanks for coming out. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
You were here prior as the executive director of the Northfield Arts Guild. It's been quite a while. This is a totally different role for you. You've been gone from the Arts Guild, and now it's political forum time. But let's talk about the political forums that are coming up. I guess we should start with by talking about just getting kind of a nutshell for our listeners out there who are not familiar with the League.
Sure.
Tell us about yourself.
Yeah. So the League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan organization that works to protect our democracy and educate citizens about voting and the political processes. And so we have a voter services arm of the League of Women Voters, and that works on registering voters, again, educating voters through different things like candidate forums, which are coming up on Saturday, as well as our vote411.org, where you can go and see who's on your ballot and learn more about the candidates.
All right. Can anyone join the League?
Anyone can join the League of any gender, despite the name. We're over 100 years old, and we have both, local levels. So we have our local league, Northfield Cannon Falls, a state level in Minnesota, as well as the national level League of Women Voters.
All right. And one of the things that you do during the election cycle is, as you'd mentioned, having political forums. Mm-hmm. They are coming up. It's hard to believe October is just right around the corner. Saturday. When is the forums will be held?
Yes, we'll have four forums this Saturday, October 1st, at Northfield City Hall Council Chambers. So 801 mm-hmm. Washington Street. Please enter in the back door closest to the parking lot and by City Council Chambers. We have four forums coming up around local races. So at 9 a.m., we have the Minnesota Senate 58 race. At 10:15, the Minnesota House 58A and 58B races. At 11:45 a.m., the Northfield City Council Forum. And at 1 o'clock p.m., Northfield School Board. And because we're a nonpartisan organization, every single candidate for all the races has been invited to attend.
Mm-hmm. Presumably they would show up. It is election season and people are making the rounds. It's a little bit early, though. I shouldn't say early because we've been running political ads for about a month.
And early voting's already open, Jeff. You can go down to City Hall right now if you'd like. So it's kind of right in the middle of the thick of it, I think. So
yeah. Actually, I was talking with some people who asked me last night about early voting and where they can do it. Just go to City Hall. It's open right now as of last Friday, I believe.
Yep, September 23rd. Yes. And the pre-registration, if you're not registered to vote here in Minnesota, is October 18th. But we're really lucky in the state of Minnesota that voters can also register same day.
Now, Alyssa came here without notes. She's pretty sharp, so I think she's got it all down. But I'm going to ask you some questions
Sure.
here, and that is who the candidates are. You know, a lot of people aren't really even familiar with who's running for political office yet. So let's go down that list, starting off with the Senate candidate in the forums. I'm not sure if everybody's there or going to be, everybody who's been invited will be there, but who are the candidates?
Sure. So for the Minnesota Senate 58 race, we have Clarice Graybaugh and Bill Leask. Mm-hmm. For the Minnesota Senate 58A race, it's between Christy Purcell and Gary Brugenthuis. For the 58B race for the Minnesota House, it's Pat Garofalo and Steve Dungy. Then Northfield City Council, we have four different wards. Two wards and one at-large seat that are open. So in Ward 1, Kathleen Holmes is running uncontested. In Ward 4, we have Jessica Peterson-White and Aaron Schindler. And for the at-large candidates, we have Thelma Estrada and Davin Sokup. And then for the school board, we have three open seats and six candidates. So on your ballot, you'll be able to select up to three candidates to vote for. And I'm going to try and remember these in alphabetical order. All right. We've got Tom Veroniak, Robert Coleman, Ricky Livingston, Ben Miller, Jenny Nelson, and Jeff Quinnell.
Very good.
Thank you. I know I should be quizzed on that, shouldn't I?
From a standpoint of an audience, I presume this is open to the public.
It is open to the public, yes. And so doors will open on Saturday morning at 8:45 a.m. into City Council chambers. So come, sign in, grab a seat. And during the forum, we'll actually be soliciting questions from the audience about issues that are important to them, questions they have for candidates. Those questions are delivered to a question facilitating team that groups the questions, maybe revises them or edits them, just to be sure that the questions are indeed nonpartisan and not biased towards any candidate or attacking any candidate.
Now, will they be provided with some type of ballot or some type of form to fill out if they do have a question?
Yeah, it's really old school, Jeff. It's just note cards. Simple note cards that will have the ushers run around and collect and bring up to the question facilitating team.
Oh, wonderful. Well, folks, be sure to write legibly. So
yes, exactly. That is important. It's a good thing. Good reminder. Yeah. And as well, the forums will also be live streamed using the city's Granicus Broadcasting Forum. They will also be recorded. And so we'll go ahead and get those up on our website and our YouTube page within the next week. So if you can't attend, you can watch it that way.
If you watch it live, will that be on the city's website or the league's website?
That will be on the city's website.
Okay.
Yep. And the link, however, for the live streaming is already up on our website, lwvnorthfieldmn.org.
All right. Alyssa Herzog-Melby is with us. We're talking about the League of Women Voters Candidate Forum, which is coming up, a series of forums Saturday morning at here in Northfield. Alyssa, is there anything else that you can tell us about this or you'd like to mention while we have you here?
Sure. We are going to have Spanish interpreters available for our Spanish-speaking community members if they'd like to attend the forum. So please spread the word about that. I just firmed up details about that within the last week.
All right.
So we're excited that they're there. And again, for those who haven't attended a forum in the past, they're not a debate. They are moderated by trained moderators from the league from around the state. And each candidate will have a set amount of time to answer each question. So it's just I want to be clear about the format of it.
All right. And that's once again available online, or you can attend in person in City Hall, the Council Chambers, this coming Saturday morning, mm-hmm. starting at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Alyssa, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated. And we wish you the best success with the political forums.
Thank you so much, Jeff. And of course, would be remiss if I didn't say, make sure you get registered to vote and come out on Election Day on November 8th.
There you have it. All right. Perfect. Alyssa Herzog-Melby, once again from the League of Women Voters. Those forums are coming up this Saturday at City Hall.